Welcome to Journal Club for December 11th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Back when I was managing engineering teams, code coverage was everything. I spent an inordinate amount of time pushing our engineers to raise the coverage level as high as we could take it. More unit tests, more component tests, more end-to-end and integration tests, more smoke tests, more everything. For me, the coverage reporter was the strongest indicator of our code quality and the stability of our system. Statements, branches, functions, lines, those breakouts were my scorecard, and my teams probably spent more time improving those numbers than anything else. Back then, if you would have given me the option of reducing the number of tests on our codebase, I never would have taken it. In fact, I probably would have laughed in your face. But the times, they are a-changin'. Today's paper is about, as it says in the title, test suite reduction, which, to me, personally, sounds completely insane. But the more I've dug into this paper and the industry-wide trend that it is highlighting and dialing into, the more I've started to see that there is some sanity there. There are some good arguments for why you'd want fewer tests, and this paper is one approach for how you could get there. So let's look at the former first, and then the latter. We'll do the why first, and then turn to the how. So, why reduce a test suite at all? To be clear, what I'm about to say is my attempt to faithfully represent the arguments of people who believe this. It's not something I've bought into all the way yet, but here is what they say. Reducing a test suite is not about being careless or lazy. It's about being smart and intentional. It's about balancing competing needs, speed versus thoroughness, cost versus reliability, and short-term agility versus long-term stability. When a software system grows, its test suite often balloons alongside it. Every new feature comes with new tests, and if you're not careful, those tests pile up. A test suite that once ran in minutes now takes hours or even longer. Developers end up waiting, and that's a waste of time and resources. Consider a large enterprise platform, where running the full test suite after each commit takes hours. Developers might face a tough choice: wait for tests to run, or merge the code and hope for the best. Neither option is great. Reducing the test suite can break this deadlock, enabling faster feedback without sacrificing critical coverage. Resource consumption is another major reason. Every test run consumes compute power, which means higher cloud bills or overloaded in-house servers. For startups and budget-conscious teams, trimming a bloated test suite can be a financial lifesaver. This is especially true if running your tests includes spinning up expensive resources like ML models or calling expensive APIs. One run might be cheap, but if your team is committing dozens of times a day, it can add up. And then there's maintenance. Tests aren't set it and forget it. As the code evolves, tests can become outdated, redundant, or flaky. Keeping old tests around isn't just useless, it's dangerous. It creates noise, burns developer time, and erodes trust in the test suite itself. Lastly, there's a bigger strategic reason. In agile environments where speed and iteration rule, a leaner test suite supports rapid releases. So that's the argument in a nutshell. Let's say it's making some sense to you and want to try it out. What are your options? Well, there are a few ways to think about it. First, reducing a test suite doesn't have to mean losing test coverage. In my head, those two things are the same, but I'm realizing they're actually not. You can have the same amount of coverage with fewer tests if your tests are more broad. There's an argument that a broad test is a bad test, but let's put that to the side for now. In addition to swapping out narrow tests for broad, there are test selection algorithms that you can use in conjunction with coverage tools to identify the most valuable tests so that you can prune the rest. There are even ML models that can help pinpoint redundant tests, which you can prune without losing any coverage or fidelity. And if you perform these processes deliberately and repeatedly, then eventually your debugging will become easier. When failures occur, a smaller test suite can speed up root cause analysis. Instead of digging through thousands of test results, you can zero in on the real issues fast. And if you're really bought into this idea, you can even automate part of this pruning process so that your test suite stays as lean as possible and cruft doesn't build up. And that's where today's paper comes in. As you can guess, the authors developed a system aimed at reducing the size of test suites while preserving fault detection capabilities. The solution is based on unsupervised learning, where the system identifies patterns in test data without labeled examples. They applied clustering algorithms to group similar test cases based on shared features such as coverage metrics, execution time, and historical fault detection success. This clustering process enables the system to manage redundancy and focus on the most valuable tests. Broadly, the system has five key components. 1. A resemblance-based cluster head algorithm. 2. A distance-based transposition. 3. An adaptive neurofuzzy inference system. 4. A clustering-based genetic algorithm with elitist selection. And 5. A CUTER framework, C-U-T-E-R. Let's go into each of these in detail. The RBCH, resemblance-based cluster head algorithm. It identifies representative tests from clusters of similar test cases. It calculates a similarity score based on attributes like code coverage and past failure rates. By selecting only the most representative tests, RBCH ensures that even after reducing the number of tests, critical functionality remains covered. The DBT, the distance-based transposition mechanism, ranks clusters by their likelihood of detecting faults. It computes fault detection probabilities and prioritizes clusters accordingly, ensuring that the most fault-prone areas of the system are tested first when resources are limited. This method enhances testing efficiency and minimizes the chance of bugs slipping through. The ANFIS, the Adaptive Neurofuzzy Inference System, uses historical data to predict which tests are most likely to fail. By combining fuzzy logic with neural networks, ANFIS forecasts potential test failures, allowing developers to focus on critical tests proactively. For example, after a firmware update in a wearable health tracker, this system could identify essential sensor validation tests that are likely to fail, enabling quick issue resolution. The CBGA-ES, the clustering-based genetic algorithm with elitist selection. It applies evolutionary strategies to refine the test suite through iterative improvements. It mimics natural selection by retaining only the best performing tests from each generation, continually optimizing the test suite for maximum efficiency and reliability. Lastly, the authors developed the CUTER framework, C-U-T-E-R, the Clustering-Based Test Suite Reduction Framework, which is an Eclipse plugin, for the Eclipse IDE, that automates regression testing. CUTER applies all these algorithms and techniques, streamlining the process by removing outdated tests and organizing test cases into meaningful clusters. This doesn't really add functionality per se, but since it's an IDE plugin, it just makes the system usable in real-world development environments. To recap, the system they built integrates clustering algorithms, predictive models, and prioritization techniques to transform software testing into a data-driven, efficient, and scalable process. By focusing on fault detection, resource management, and maintainability, the system ensures reliability without compromising development speed or test coverage. So that's what they say about it. Now here's a question for you. Are you buying any of this? Do you see this as something worth doing? I'm honestly on the fence. I can see their arguments, they do make sense, but there is something that still feels almost blasphemous or profane about deliberately trying to reduce a test suite. It's going to take me a while to get on board. But you might not have my hangups, and you might be ready to jump into these waters immediately. If that's the case, I'd highly encourage you to download the paper, dive a little deeper, and maybe give this system or something like it a spin. If you're already in Eclipse, then it's really easy to test this out and see if it's for you. I'd be interested to hear your results after you do. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.